Thank you. A number of you have spoken about affordable housing, and numerous reports have documented the inadequate stock of affordable housing within the city limits. In fact, a lot of people would argue that Ypsilanti and Pittsfield Township are Ann Arbor's affordable housing. How would you address the inadequate stock of affordable housing within the city limits? And we'll start with Steve.
Well, thank you very much. You know, the affordable housing issue is one that has never been solved in Ann Arbor. It's something that we've been talking about for decades. We can talk about the library lot and the effort to do, the Y lot and try to build 100 units of affordable housing next to a luxury hotel. We know that that failed. We know that previous to that, in the prior decade, if you look at the history, when the county bought the single room occupancy of the Y, which is now the county building annex, the advocacies were coming out saying we need to protect affordable housing in the city. I grew up in Ann Arbor. My mom and I lived downtown in Ann Arbor next to Liberty Plaza when she was a single mother and I was about 4 years old. We're never going to have that opportunity again, I believe, when a single mother and her child can live in downtown Ann Arbor now that rents are up to, you know, $1,000 a bed in these luxury student buildings. What we can do, though, is refocus on the Ann Arbor Housing Commission, which is what I've been striving for a number of years. We have been too focused on trying to do these big projects somewhere else and or downtown on the most expensive land. We have to be very cognizant of the realities. Expensive land is not going to be used for the affordable housing.
Why is that a reality? Let me push back a little bit. Why is it a reality if it's a city-owned property? Or why is that a reality, that land can't be used for affordable housing?
That's because reality is that the economics of using the most expensive land to build the most affordable housing has to come from subsidies. And the subsidies have not been, you know, as we all know, the subsidies are being cut back every year by the feds, HUD, and the state. So, and if this has been an issue that has been going on for decades in Ann Arbor. What we have done is forget and neglect the Ann Arbor Housing Commission, which is the largest provider of affordable housing in our community. We are now again going in the direction of at least making sure that they have some proper financing to rebuild their buildings and at least provide affordable housing that is in decent shape, which has been a problem for a number of years.
Thank you. Sabra, same question to you.
Which question?
About affordable housing. Numerous reports have documented the inadequate stock of affordable housing within the city limits. How would you address this problem?
I would continue to do what I've been doing since I got on council. There are two issues with affordable housing. The first is the maintenance of the housing stock we have. The second is the creation of new housing stock. It's not all public housing. Public housing is owned by you. But there's a number of other mechanisms for affordable housing that are owned by other entities, whether those are Don Farm or Avalon, whether they're supportive housing, or whether they're simply workforce, that's a great term, workforce housing. There's a number of other moving issues. What I've done is not only work pretty much alone, in my view, but who knows, on improving the funding for emergency shelter, improving the funding for our housing commission, which handles our public housing. And I have advocated very strongly that the affordable housing fund get increased with this profits from the sale of development rights. And that is the one-time money that we can use that doesn't take money away from all the other things that we think are important. It doesn't take money from parks or police. It doesn't take money from roads. It doesn't take money from lights or streets. It takes money from prospective developers and puts it aside for us to use to build and maintain our existing housing stock.
Thank you. Chris.
Our public housing in Ann Arbor has not lived up to our expectations, and I'm delighted that we're moving forward with mechanisms to put millions of dollars of more capital into the Ann Arbor Housing Commission so that they can build and refurbish their units. That's great. Moving forward, we have opportunities on the public side and on the private side. On the public side, the former juvenile center on Platt Road, I believe, is an excellent opportunity for expanded affordable housing to work with the county. It's a location that is right next to County Farm Park. It's right next to transportation. It's right next to public transportation, right next to employment. It's exactly the sort of place, and it's And there's, I think, a material amount of neighborhood engagement in the process in figuring out whether and how this would be a great place to build, you know, a meaningful and accessible unit of family affordable housing. With respect to affordable housing generally, the market is the market, and it's very difficult to fight it. I think we need to incentivize developers not to build student housing downtown through residential premiums, but rather use the premiums that we have and available to have them build workforce housing. Thank you.
Thank you. Same question to you, Sally.
So I am strongly in favor of replenishing the stock and increasing the stock of affordable housing within the city of Ann Arbor. It is affordable housing is very clearly a budget priority and one that we have been honoring as city council. When we assign, you know, proceeds from the sale of city-owned buildings to affordable housing, it's an important thing that we're doing, and we should continue to look for these kinds of opportunities. What hasn't been said, which I think we also need to consider, and this came up this week with respect to the potential for affordable housing on Platte Road, I've got two emails this week from constituents who are concerned about that happening. There is fear of who might live there. Will those people be felons? Or, you know, who are the people that are going to be living there? We need to demystify affordable housing, and we need to be able to have a conversation that we can bring it out to the open and feel comfortable that we know what we're talking about. I spent some time this week talking to Mary Jo Callen, Director of Office of Economic Development. She helped me understand that there is going to be a very robust community engagement process for the Platte Road site, and I'll wrap it up. But I think we need to have that dialogue in the open more often to demystify affordable housing and make it more acceptable in this community.
I'm curious, though, what was your response to the people that were worried about the people and what they
my response was very clearly, here's my attitude on affordable housing, and that is we need to increase the stock. It is a solution to a problem, not a creation of a problem. I think people thought that we put in affordable housing and I won't be able to push my baby in a stroller by County Farm Park anymore. And I said that the new model for affordable housing, where we co-locate services and staff on site, like we're trying to do with, I think it's Miller Maple.
Miller Manor.
That we're trying to, again, co-locate the services and the staff, and so that it's a solution to a problem rather than a creation of a problem. I also suggested they contact Andy LaBar if they want to be part of, shout out to Andy LaBar, if they want to become part of the community engagement process that is going to design the affordable housing on the 13-acre site, if the county decides to hold on to the property, that they should contact Andy and, again, become part of the dialogue, part of the solution.